Welcome to your new home. This is The Mortgage Show with Kerry Cardinal on News Talk 980 CJME.
Kerry, just during the break, we were chatting, something called Purchase Plus Improvements. And this is actually potentially part of the mortgage process, or can be if your clients choose.
Yeah, what is that program? It's been around for a long time. And what it is, Dave, is it's a renovation program that you can add renovations to your mortgage when you initially buy your house. So let's say you find a house, it's $300,000. It comes with dated flooring, and you want to update the flooring. You want to renovate a bathroom. You want to, you know, I do anything from garages to kitchens to paint and flooring to, I've done pretty much almost anything. Mm-hmm. What cannot be included in this program, Dave, are appliances, hot tubs, sheds, and furniture.
Oh, okay.
Anything else is really free game. So I had a lady once who didn't like the countertops when she bought the house. And she said, the house is great, but I cannot live with those countertops. We built the countertops in. I've done furnaces. I've done bathrooms. I've done basements. Like a reno in a basement or a development of a basement. And how the program works is, let's say you go find the house, it's $300,000, it needs updated flooring. So what you do is you get a contractor in, or you go to your friendly Home Depot or wherever that you want to shop, you get a quote for the work that needs to be done. Let's say it's flooring, you have $10,000 worth of receipts for flooring. Invoices for flooring, we submit that with the approval to the bank. So we say, okay, the house is $300,000. I want $10,000 to do the flooring. And they approve it because that's going to improve the value of the house
right.
when you spend that money. We get it approved, and then you have 4 months from the possession date of the house to complete the renovations. The kicker on this program, Dave, is you have to be able to front the money to pay for those renovations. Once you submit your receipts on those quotes, you get the money back.
Okay.
So it's really popular for a lot of people that don't want to get into additional debt, but there's something definitely that needs to be done when they buy the house.
Right.
It's a great program for a lot of first-time buyers or people that are entering the market that are wanting to get into an established neighborhood and need to do some cosmetic updates to freshen up the house without, you know, drawing on a line of credit or getting a loan or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The time frame is limited, and that makes it stressful for a lot of people, actually, because when you look at the house, you make an offer, you have to decide, okay, we're doing the flooring, and you kind of have to move quickly with those quotes. But I've done anything from converting basements into like an open, undeveloped basement into a suite.
Mm-hmm.
Developing basements. I've done double garages. I've done decks and landscaping, paint, just cosmetic lipstick type stuff,
mm-hmm.
flooring, windows, you know, you name it, you imagine it, it cannot be furniture, appliances, sheds or hot tubs. Anything else is free game.
So basically anything that's attached or permanent is a part of the house.
Absolutely.
Kind of as a catch-all.
Yeah. And a lot of times I'll talk about the program. People say, well, I've been to my bank and the banker didn't say that I could really use that program. It's a program that isn't well advertised, but it's definitely there. And that's one of the perks of dealing with me as your mortgage broker is I know the programs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can give you those resources so that we can, you know, make your dream, your home dream, reality.
Well, it's about those options. It's not only options in terms of, you know, the lender or whatever financial institution that you're going to coordinate people with, but all the little behind the scenes stuff. This is an example that I would argue probably a lot of people don't know even exist.
Right. And how much would it cost? So if you went and got a $10,000 credit card and you put it on the credit card, well, then you're paying it out over a period of time. This adds right onto the mortgage. So yes, you pay for it right on your mortgage, but your house value has also increased. For about $10,000, Dave, you're looking at payments, an increase of about $50 a month.
And the difference between the interest rate you're going to pay on a mortgage and that you could pay on a credit card or a line of credit is huge.
Right. We have to do it when you buy the house, when I get you your mortgage approval. If you've already moved into the house, we can't do it after the fact.
That's where you come in potentially with a refinance or something down the line if someone wanted to do those major renovations.
The major renovations.
Instead of putting it on that, you know, home equity line of credit, the HELOC, or instead of trying to do it all on credit cards, it almost strikes me as a mug's game because you can get caught in that real quick.
I see a lot of people that use a home equity line of credit for large-scale renovations. We have a large limit. Like myself, I have a points Visa card. So if I'm going to buy something, I'm going to buy it on that points card. And then you pay, your intention is to pay that card off. Well, if you've done a lot of renos and sometimes you haven't had a chance to pay that card off, that card now is at, you know, 19% interest, mine is, if I don't pay off the balance every month, you have a home equity line of credit. Renos, typically, I haven't met a person yet that said they came in under budget on their reno project.
Or under time. Speaking right. from past experience, it should take a couple of weeks. Yeah, okay.
So things take longer, they cost more. So the lines of credit are a beauty product to be able to carry you until your renovation project is complete. When the renovation project is complete, that line of credit is not serving you as well as it could be if you had it converted into a mortgage. It's interest, daily interest, mm-hmm. And the interest rate is higher than you would be paying on your mortgage. It also grinds on you in a way of that line of credit balance comes every month in the mail. We view mortgage debt a little bit different because it's, you know, the loan, it's the term of the mortgage. We can afford X amount of dollars a month. But if you're one of those people, and I'm the same way, if that grinds on you, it's grinding on you for a good reason because you need to do something about it. Please give me a call. I can save you some money, get you off that hamster wheel, get all those monkeys really off your back on that high interest debt.
Yeah, and that is one of the things I think, and here's the key. If you're falling asleep at night and you're doing a little toss and turn because you're trying to figure out finances and money and bill payments and what's due and when in your head, that might be a time to take a hard look at your mortgage and what is available and potentially available there in terms of refinancing all that extra debt and those hamster wheels that are spinning in circles in your mind, and that's why you can't sleep, and putting it into the lowest rate you can possibly get, rolling it into your mortgage.
Right. I still have the offer that I've had for 2018, where the bank that I'm using for one of the refinances are paying the legal and appraisal fees. What that means is a lot of people would say, I would do it, but I can't spend $1,000 to save $10. Mm. Okay, I understand that. But what if you would have to spend zero to save $10,000?
That's a pretty reasonable deal.
What if you had to spend $1,000 to save $10,000? I still think it's a good deal, but mm-hmm. some people just say, you know what? I don't want to incur fees.
Yep.
I will just stay where I am. Well, I have a lender that are paying the fees. So if this is you, if you have a friend, a family member, you know, word of mouth is the way that my mortgage experience and my mortgage business grows.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the cold, right? You cough on somebody and then a few days later, they kind of get the cough. That's the way that my mortgage business works, is through word of mouth.
Well, it works through you servicing your clients and taking care of them and them going, wow, like the young couple we were talking about earlier, you know, buying their first house and coming in to see you, getting everything in order, and then going out with a realtor and going, yeah, we're ready to write that offer.
Right. And if you're wondering, go to my website, kerrycardinal.com. I just added a new testimonial this week and I scrolled through the testimonial section and I thought, whoa, we need to shorten this thing up because it's getting absolutely far too long than it should be.
Kerry, is always great chatting with you.
Thanks, Dave.
Go check the website, kerrycardinal.com. That's kerrycardinal.com. We'll catch you next time around.